Dr. Zayas, thanks so much for the time. This decision, I'm sure it was not an easy one, but one that you guys felt had to have been made. At what point did you realize this was probably the direction you would be going in?
Yeah, over the last week, we've really been analyzing information and consulting with the governor's office and getting feedback from our 11 sections. Last night, we met with all 11 section executive directors and the officers of the association to really finalize the decision that was announced this morning.
You mentioned that you met with the 11 sections. Obviously, there were a few sections that have already taken steps to cancel their spring sports season. Did that play a bit of a factor in canceling the New York State Championships for the spring?
No, it did not. I think what Long Island did was in the best interest of the students and the schools on Long Island, but it was not a catalyst, nor was it the reason why we felt the need to go ahead and make the decision to cancel the spring state championships.
You mentioned in this press release that the regular season still remains on hold. Where does that decision come from?
Yeah, the decision for the regular season truly rests with the 11 sections. As Long Island made the decision on April 21st to cancel, our other 9 sections have the ability to go ahead and analyze the situation as it's developing within their geographic region of the state, and then make the decision as to if and when the spring season can be held. Obviously, that's dependent, however, on the governor allowing schools to reopen and athletics being part of that reopening process.
Right. Dr. Robert Zayas joining us here on BTL, Executive Director of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. It's been a wild and I'm sure very hectic month and a half or so for you. Obviously, we saw the winter sports championships affected by this. We're seeing the spring state championships affected by this. How have you and your staff been able to go about this decision-making process? Because let's face it, we're in unprecedented times right now, and there's really no handbook for how to figure this stuff out and how to follow this in trying to figure out what the protocols are.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There is no template to go off of. There's no blueprint. I've never been involved in a situation like this, nor have any of my colleagues throughout the country. I think what I've really tried to do is remain patient and analyze the information as it becomes available. I'm trying not to make decisions too far in advance, nor am I recommending that decisions be made far in advance by developing contingency plans and what-if scenarios. With the information and the situation developing and changing as quickly as it has over the course of the last 6 weeks, I really feel like our staff has done a good job of providing information to the sections in the schools when it's available, and then really analyzing the situation and being forced to make decisions based upon what we have in front of us rather than what could become apparent in the coming weeks or days.
You know, for us here in Section 4, there were 2 local high school basketball teams that were hoping to make a run in the state tournament, and that's Newfield in Class C and Marathon in Class D. And I feel like when the tournaments were actually canceled, there was a lot of disappointment, and rightfully so, with the student athletes and maybe the parents and community members and whatnot. But I'm assuming you probably went through so many different scenarios of actually trying to put these games on and actually crown a champion before realizing, all right, it's just not possible for us to really do this right now. Was that the case? Were there a couple of different scenarios on the table before you guys decided to pull the plug on that?
Yeah, I really feel like with the winter state championships and now even today with the spring state championships, we have analyzed all potential options.
Yeah.
And we've really encountered a lot of factors and a lot of variables and challenges and obstacles to contend with. So we have not made any decisions pertaining to the winter state championships or the spring state championships without a great deal of thought and consideration.
Was there a real turning point for you or an eye-opening point, I guess, for you where you were like, all right, a lot of this stuff's going to be in jeopardy? Was there a moment, because talking to so many different coaches from around here, talking to so many different athletes around here, I think a lot of them kind of alluded to March Madness being canceled entirely. But was there a moment for you where you thought to yourself, okay, this is a pretty serious virus that we're dealing with and we have to take quick and swift action?
Yeah, I think, you know, on two occasions, the first being March Madness as well. I had the incredible privilege of actually attending the Final Four in Minneapolis last year with, I believe, 72,000 other people in attendance for the national championship. And I think when March Madness got canceled, I realized that we're dealing with a situation that we've never even fathomed that could be possible. So that was certainly a turning point for me. And another turning point for me came a couple weeks ago when I was working remotely from home. UPS showed up with a box. My kids had ordered something on Amazon. And before I could even get to the door, my youngest daughter brought hand sanitizing wipes to go ahead, or Clorox wipes to give me to wipe down the package before it was going to be opened. And I think that really, I looked at my wife and I said, I think we're certainly in different times here. When my 9-year-old daughter understands to bring me sanitizing wipes to wipe off a package as it arrives on our doorstep. Yeah. So I think along with everybody else, we're just trying to take things as it comes. And we're trying to realize that we're in unprecedented territory here. And will life ever truly return back to the sense of normalcy that we had just 2 months ago? I'm hopeful that it will, but I always think that we're going to be impacted by this crisis. And what's happening right now is certainly something that we've never had to even imagine could happen. And my whole idea of worst case scenario when it comes to planning for state championships has certainly been redefined by what we're going through.
Yeah, I believe it. Dr. Robert Zayats joining us here on BTL. He is the executive director of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. They just announced the cancellation of the 2020 spring state championships, but the regular season remains on hold right now. When you met and discussed with the other executives of the 11 sections in the New York State Public High School Athletic Association, what was your advice or guidance when it comes to potentially restarting a regular season?
Yeah, I think the advice that I continue to give to our 11 section executive directors and school superintendents and athletic directors is not to attempt to do too much planning in advance. Don't start laying out 5, 6, 7 different scenarios on what could be based upon information that one day may become available. I think the greatest advice that I can give to anybody is we have to remain patient and we have to rely upon the experts to give us information. And then once we receive that information, at that point in time, we'll all have the ability to make decisions based upon the information that's being provided. But to start planning and to start creating contingency plans and scenarios, I think it really makes things more difficult. And I've seen a lot of state associations, to their credit, attempt to do that. But unfortunately, it hasn't played out very well because 38 other states throughout the country have unfortunately had to cancel the remainder of their spring season.
And that's something that I was going to bring up, because you do mention that individual sections have the authority to decide whether or not they'll be playing regular season games, but will you have any sort of regulation or any sort of say in that?
No, I will not. My authority does not pertain to the regular season. The sections are the ones that are responsible for determining whether that regular season will be canceled. But I think even more so than that, the governor's declaration as to when students can return back to school is the most critical aspect that everybody needs to be aware of, because kids cannot participate in athletics if they are not back in classrooms.
Right. You know, the fact that the earliest date in the optimistic sort of date to reopening school seems to be in early June. Do you think that's something that, number one, seems realistic? And number two, do you feel like sports should essentially come back here at the state level, and the sections should try to get a little bit of an extended season in heading into the summer months?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the governor and all the experts that he's working with is not going to make the recommendation or make the decision for schools to be reopened unless it's deemed to be safe and appropriate.
Right.
With that being said, we're relying upon the experts, the Department of Health and the governor's office, who have done a wonderful job for all New Yorkers over the course of the last 2 months, when this has really picked up momentum and has consumed every news cycle. I'm relying upon those experts to give us that information and to give us those decisions that then will impact when kids are able to resume athletics, if that is part of the equation.
Robert, really appreciate the time. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes. I'm sure what's been a really hectic day for you and really a busy 6 weeks. And hopefully you and your family stay well and stay safe out there, okay?
Hey, thank you so much. Take care.